Good morning. It's 8:46 a.m. on Saturday, November the 23rd, November the 21st, 2021. Yeah, Saturday, November the 21st, 2020. Jesus. November the 21st, 2020, 8:46 a.m. I've been away too long. I've forgotten how to do this. I think I'm wishful thinking that it's 2021 already. So, where have I been? What have I been doing? What's the hold up? If I sound a little winded, it's because I'm a little winded. The last time I talked to you was November 4th. And my ankle just said, no, we're not doing this anymore. My right ankle decided that it was going to act up. And the symptomology all pointed to my arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis. And the fact that it was presenting in my right ankle, which is not unusual. And I eventually came to understand that I need to take my arthritis medicine in the morning as well as the evening. In order to keep that inflammation under control. And a part of it, put the hood back. Part of it is stress, because it acts up when I'm under stress, and who isn't under stress right now? I threw myself head first into The Outer Worlds when that came out. I have to say, it got old pretty fast. I played on normal mode for a while. I died a lot, until I didn't die hardly at all. So I tracked it up to hard and died a lot. They got one more difficulty, Supernova. That's sort of like Fallout 4 survival mode. But The Outer Worlds, while fun, is not... it's not the game I'd hoped it was. It's a short game. I've finished the game. I think I indicated earlier, maybe, that when you finish it, you finish it. When you do the last boss fight, you're done. That's it. And then you have to start over again. So, yeah, that wasn't fun. I was getting kind of tired of it, to tell you the truth. I was thinking of going back to Fallout 4, and then my wife and daughter were watching a 24-hour marathon on some of their streamer group. Did a 24-hour marathon on Ark Survival. And their leg muscles will make it. And they said, hey, that looks like a fun game. And I said, yeah, well, you know, I've only got like 4,000 hours into it. And they said, well, do we have a machine in the house that we could run Ark server and the whole family could play? And I thought, I don't know, maybe. Could be. Might be. And I looked around, and sure enough, I found one that will run the server, and run it pretty well, actually. So a couple days ago, I put a server up, and I've been trying to teach them how to play Ark. Ark is... I really like Ark, because it's a lot more open. We are never going to get to the tech tier. We're never going to get to the point where we're able to go to that final level. takes so many resources. It takes so much time. We'll be a year getting there. And we're running pretty much straight vanilla. So there's no buffs to taming. There's no buffs to damage. There's none of the mods that I'm used to playing. So, but the two I miss the most are the upgrade station and Structures Plus. And those two things allow upgrading and building a lot easier. And my single player games, I always have them. I also have a mod to take the nerfs off the flyers so that you can actually level your flyers up better. There were some other quality of life ones that they ran, but the servers also tended to run with like double XP and basically made the game a whole hell of a lot easier. I mean, we've died. Died a lot in the last 2 days. But I think we're having fun. I think it's coming together. It's family time in a way that we haven't had family time in a very long time. We've all been off in our own computers playing our own games. And it's kind of interesting to have us all playing in the same game, basically in the same place. We started out in the region called South One, Easy. Glad it was easy. So we're kind of developing a base there. We're building it up, trying to figure out how to make everything all work together. How to get us to all work together. It's like any team sport. You know, the first few times you go into action, it's not exactly the way. Doesn't go exactly to plan. It doesn't ever go exactly to plan, but we haven't all played together enough to be aware of where things are going to go awry. My daughter's sucking it up because she's been a dinosaur fan forever. And so now she's got now she's got dinosaurs. My wife, I don't know, she's... there are times when she's really into it, and there are times where it just frustrates a little crap out of her. And I appreciate it, because I remember back in the early days of playing. It's a very frustrating game at the beginning. Very frustrating. Because nothing works the way you think it should work. Until you find out the way that it does work, and then it makes perfect sense. But getting over the idea that the game should work some way instead of the way that it does work is just a recipe for frustration. So, Dark Knight Station, I am still waiting for the cover. I've got the ebook ready to go. I've sort of been dragging my feet on getting the paperback ready, but I'll have... That's really only... I can get that ready while I'm waiting for the ebook to publish. The artist has a final layout. I'm waiting for her to finish painting the custom cover. Then we'll see what happens. We'll see how it goes. Coming up on it. Get ready, sit with me. Monk Post. Gonna blow my nose. It's a cool, chilly. It's actually below freezing. It's a 30 degree morning out here, 30 degree Fahrenheit. And it's like minus 1 Celsius. But I'm dressed for it. I got my parka. I got my... got a sweatshirt under it. Got a hoodie. So, yeah, I'm actually pretty comfortable. I took my gloves off. I put the hood back. It's actually kind of nice. I've been excruciatingly aware of not walking. And what it's done to my mental state. I've had my breakfast. I got up and had peanut butter toast, coffee. But now I think I've got the hiccups. Anyway, yeah, I've been really aware of just, you know, the first few days was bad. The next few days began to feel worse. And by the time, oh, I'm gonna say last week, I think it's further back than that. I was really having a hard time. Really having a hard time. Not being able to walk reliably was a problem. I mean, just going back and forth to the coffee pot was a problem. And if you know me and coffee, you know what a problem that is. But the thing that I noticed over the course of trying to get this thing under control was that if I hit the pills in the morning on time every day, then everything was fine, or relatively fine. I still have a little bit of pain in my ankle right at the moment, but it's not. It's the same pain I had when I started. It's just a very low-key ache. But if I missed a day, then that day and the day following, I was lamed up again. I'd be hobbling around the house, limping around the house. So the key to it is to make sure that I get that pill in the morning. So I've programmed my phone to remind me that I'm supposed to take a pill at 8 o'clock in the morning and 8 o'clock at night. And 12 hours apart is the ideal. And at night I take it with some other drugs that knocks me out, puts me to sleep. In the morning it still makes me a little bit loopy. I took it at 8 o'clock, so it hasn't really begun to kick in yet. By the time I get back and see if I can remember how to post this thing. by the time I get back, I'll probably start feeling a little bit bobble-headed, a little bit, I don't know what the right phrase is. It's not exactly vertigo, so I'm not exactly dizzy. Just sort of not quite there. So anyway, I was going to do NaNoWriMo with the new Ishmael book, and then I haven't written a word. Well, I've written a few words here and there, but I haven't really done NaNoWriMo this year. Well, sun's shining on me, it's getting warm enough. Oh, look at the clouds popping up off to the east. The air is warming up out there and becoming a little more unstable, I think. So I haven't really done NaNoWriMo this year. My wife was trying to do it. She's still 20,000 words from the goal, but she's sort of been sucked into Ark Survival. It's a fun game. It's an old game. I need to see if all of the fixtures are there. And I probably ought to do that before I get any further. But I've got a couple things to try out today. We'll see how that goes. I have been getting pretty decent sleep. I've forced myself. It's been more than a few nights where I've woken up with foot and leg cramps. And most of the time they force me out of bed, so my thrashing around doesn't wake up my wife. But I'll get up and I'll go out in the living room. I have a really comfortable recliner, and I go out and sleep in the recliner for 2-3 hours. So I've been getting, you know, not a bad night's sleep. 7 or 8 hours in a row for, well, almost in a row for, I gotta say, the last week. I gotta say, that isn't hurting any, I'll tell ya. The sleep thing is really kinda cool, I like it. There's this thing you do in the afternoon, I think it's called napping. I may try one of those. I used to do those all the time. I used to take a nap in the afternoon. All the time. 20-minute power nap. I used to do it all the time. So that's where I am. Basically, I'm at this point in base level survival mode. Not just arc level, not arc, necessarily arc survival mode, but just basic, okay, keep moving. Keep the family fed. Try to remember to put on clean clothes once in a while. I do get a shower every other day or so, so that's not it's too bad. I really want a haircut. My hair is almost long enough so I could put it in a ponytail. Because I've got nothing on top, so it's really, you know, George Carlin-esque, old-style pigtail. Another couple of months, I'll be able to do it. And then I have a question. It's like, am I going to leave it in a pigtail and just go with it? Along with my mountain man beard? I don't know. Hear the chickadee chickadeeing. Anyway, I made it. Foot's not bad, but it's going to need some rest. I'm doing pretty good. I feel great. And here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.